absolutely like it. My name's Clint. My band's called Your Heartbreaks. I don't have a band, so if you want to party and talk to your friends, go outside, because it'll be funner for everyone. Good shout out. I'm a tour with Angela Spencer, and I'm playing you guys some songs. The last time I played here was Graduation, I think 2007. And I thought that you guys raged only on Graduation, but I was wrong. I was so wrong. Now I know your secret. So I'm looking forward to tonight. This is a song about Motley Crue, the greatest band in the world. Found a mixtape in the drawer of your ex-girlfriend's apartment when she was in Mexico. Now the Spine It Red Crew fans are the best, fuck the rest, and Merry Christmas to you. I had photocopied a picture of the band's bully dressed in pose in a bubble bath. They were drinking champagne, coked out of their brains, big hair pentagrams and the devil rock hand. Shout, crew fans the best, we can't fuck all the rest, cause we are happy right here. This shitty apartment, these multiplying cats, and an Isla Vista diet of college potatoes and cheap beer. We're shouting, crew fans the best, we can't fuck all the rest, cause we are happy right here. Sing a shout at the devil, shout, shout at the devil, shout, shout at the devil. And a photo on the wall, in a gilded frame, there is a busted lazy boy on a lawn. It's covered in snow, with a faded cushion, some remnants of the fall. At the corner of Garden and Holly, I am 17 and you are 22. And you're tall and alive, and drunk and silly. We're shouting along to Motley Crue. We're shouting, crew fans the best, can't fuck all the rest, cause we are happy right here. This shitty apartment, these multiplying cats, a college diet of potatoes and cheap beer. We're shouting, crew fans are the best, you can't fuck all the rest, cause we are happy right here. Shout at the devil, shout, shout at the devil, shout, shout at the devil. Sunshine. You took a walk with a boy who spent half a year on the verge of tears, just cause nothing ever feels like it did before. So now I understand if you're bitter. Frankly, I would feel the same. It's amazing how in every town, comforts and the pain, well, they just grow. This is the field where I realized I loved you. They just scroll. This is a diner where we learn People die before their time sometimes. The impermanence of it all, don't you let it make you feel so very small. Da, 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 da. And we found new constellations with each observation. The night sky grows bigger, it seems. But under our ceiling, it's much more revealing to find what we found in our dreams. And I dreamt that all my old friends got together again at a potluck or something, somewhere we've never been. We said, oh, it's so strange the way people and situations change. You got caught up in some crazy current, now it seems you speak a different language. But you'll always be as beautiful as the moment that we met. Francisco, the bus rides that take way too long. He said, you're coming back home, son, don't feel so alone. Love yourself and you can do no wrong. But the interstate, life goes on. And on and on and on and on, on. Da, 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 da. So I wrote my dad, collects black box recordings, just to hear what people say when they realize what's coming about a second or so away. He said it starts with oh shit, it ends with I'm sorry, and he plays in his head all the time. I thought it's amazing how we come to stay our very own peace of mind. This is a song about going clubbing in Bellingham, Washington. Actually, it's not. It's a song about going clubbing in Vancouver, Canada, which is where you go when you go to college in Bellingham, because you can drink when you're 19. This is a song about going clubbing with a bunch of gay people, because you're super gay. And you have really bad fashion. I'm talking about myself, so I'm allowed to talk about all these things. So you look like a horrible person, you have horrible fashion, and you don't know how to dance, and you're like, I'm going clubbing in Vancouver. This is the greatest night of my life. It's like spring break. I don't think that exists here. And then it's like, oots, 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 oots. I'm gonna need your help to scream. Not yet. Had a fifth of tequila, we got two hotel rooms, we got some pills and marijuana. We climb up on the roof, look at the skyline of Vancouver. You can show us where you live, let's get out of this bar. You should get your boyfriend. I confess, I confess, I confess, I confess, I confess, I confess. Then we had splitting headaches, three more points on the board. Another victory for us, another night we beat the boredom. Acting up to feel alive, they say it is illegal. Think we are so sick and wrong, even though we are just people. I confess, I confess, I confess, I confess, I confess, I confess. Can you sound like a party right now? Oots, 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 oots We got a fifth of tequila, we got two hotel rooms, we got some pills and marijuana. We climbed up on the roof, looked at the skyline of Vancouver, and you pointed out the house. You had sexy stories up and then you left to catch the bus. I confess. College party house. It's called The Party in the Basement. It's about drunk assholes blacking out and spray painting your basement. For those drunk assholes are like your friends. There was a party in the basement, bum, bum. You were wearing the finest blackout I've ever seen. Something's really out of tune. Shit. No, not yet. Wait for it. Nope, just my hands. Okay. The last time I was here, these girls like grabbed me by the bandana and were like, "You look like a Boy Scout." And I was like, "Holy shit." That's how they do it here. There was a party in the basement, bum bada. You were wearing the finest blackout I've ever seen. But just to tumble down the staircase, bum bada, you grabbed a can of red spray paint. You left a message for the morning. You left a message for the morning. Oh, I know what's wrong, I haven't played the song, I don't know the chords. Now I'm finding that I'm waking up, but now I'm finding that we're breaking up. And between it all, this alcohol should have killed us before we began. Now I'm feeling like I'm drunk enough, feeling just fucked up enough to see between it all. This alcohol should kill us before we be again. Again, there was a party in the basement. Bum, bottle. My band was playing the best Motley Crue covers you've ever heard. You took a tumble down the staircase, bum, but I saw you kiss everyone on the way. Gave us something to talk about in the morning. Now I'm finding that I'm waking up, but now I'm feeling like we're breaking up. And between it all, this alcohol should kill us before we begin. Now I'm feeling like I'm drunk enough, but I'm feeling just fucked up enough to see between it all, this alcohol should kill us before we begin. Again. Thanks. In 12 minutes. Thanks for being awesome. And I can't wait to go to the beach with you guys later. I have my sandcastle still there. This is a really fucking depressing song about a person who just died this year, or last year. It's about Samantha Jane Dorsett, who started Planet X Records. And if you've ever heard any bands on Planet X Records, you have heard a thing. Gonna be hard, I can tell. Look at whoever is being an asshole with your meanest face that you've ever looked. Take all your drunk and your meanest face. Whatever, I don't care. You guys are awesome. This is depressing. Could one letter save your life if it just got to you in time and said the way your light is growing, mine's part of me to shine. Know your body's aching, it's healing every day, and the fear is overwhelming when you try to make a change. In a world so unforgiving of everything we don't expect, trying to match how you feel inside with the image you project. What is X and what is Y? It's halfway in between. You said, now I am woman, hear me roar, they called you a freak. but I was so glad to know you, to have you in my life. And we would write about queer culture in the small towns we reside, shouting, where are all the trannies at? How can I feel safe when walking down the street feels like it just might be the end of days? Either that or we could be the token queer drinking Bud Light, saving for the white party, doing blow and clubbing every night and working 9 to 5, just praying for some benefits, pretending that the people on top just might someday give a shit. And he's not stupid, but he don't understand why I walk like a woman and I talk like a man. No, he's not stupid, but he don't understand why I walk like a woman and I talk like a man. So I met you as a scruffy punk rock boy in Pensacola, muttering under your breath, serving coffee and free donuts. Saw you as the woman that you were so meant to be. Your weight so lifted from your shoulder, like you finally could breathe. So I cry myself to sleep because you are no longer living. There's so many evil fuckers that just seem to keep on breathing. Progress is so slow, we might just drown before we get there. Another ice age to contemplate our subversive culture. No, he's not stupid, but he don't understand why I walk like a woman and I talk like a man. No, he's not stupid, but he don't understand why I walk like a woman and I talk like a man. So I wonder about the length of life, says fighting hard means suicide, overwhelmed by everyday bullshit till it's a rising tide. I wonder about the length of life, does fighting hard mean suicide, overwhelmed by everyday bullshit till it's a rising tide. We've lost another sister, lost one more survivor. We have lost an anarchist, a feminist, a strong fighter. We have lost another queer, another punk, another friend, and we are not doing enough. Our support must never end because we've lost another sister, lost one more survivor. We have lost an anarchist, a feminist, and a strong fighter. We have lost another queer, another punk, another friend, and we are not doing enough. Our support must never end. And he says he's not stupid, but he don't understand why I walk like a woman and I talk like a man. Okay, this is my last song. Thanks for being awesome. This song's called Torrey Pines.
Thank you for being awesome.
I grew up in Del Mar, down the street from here. It's about my mom. It was a paranoid schizophrenic. She went fucking crazy about the time I was 12, but she was going crazy for a long time before that. And this is some stuff she did, and Kimmy Dawson wrote the second half of this song, and I love it. So, think about her tonight. Thanks for being awesome. We have a lot of records. Everyone has shit for sale. You know, you can buy beer or you could buy a record. Whatever. Oh my god, I heard the awesomest things today. I already have like 15 pages of a journal from things I wrote down last time I was here that I heard. Watch out when you talk out loud next to me, because I might write it down. This girl was like, oh my god, I bought this apple, but then it was like, never mind. She was like, then it was all mushy inside to the co-op checker, and then he was like, started laughing, and she's like, is there like a way to tell if it's gonna be brown inside? Like, how do I tell the story of my mother gone crazy, last seen living in the woods outside of Branson, Missouri? And I try to write it down, but I cannot recollect the order of the situation, what came to pass and what happened next. I I kick it back to 12 when I was a smaller kid. Some pigtails and some candy and a box of bunny rabbits. Living in a shitty surfing shack in Del Mar, California. Dumpstering boxes from Circle K so I could build a fort. The story of running the fuck away onto the railroad tracks almost every single day. They ride along the cliffs overlooking Torrey Pines with pine cones bigger than your head. Well, you are losing your mind because you got into a fight with your mom, who did believe she could speak to Deanna Troi telepathically. You know that psycho crazy bitch from Star Trek TNG who could read everyone's thoughts. My mom said she could do that to me. Do I tell the story of my mother gone crazy? And Kimmy was like, she was like, just do this. Open up your mouth and let it all out. Just let it all out. Just get it off your fucking chest. The shit that you've been through is the reason you're you. And I bet someone is listening to similar history. And once the words are spoken, it's all out in the open. It will help everybody feel a lot less broken. So open up your mouth and let it all out. Just let it all out. Just get it off your fucking chest. Thanks. Andrew Jackson Jihad is next. Concert in a minute. Yes.